My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Healthy But Human podcast. My name is Callie. I'm your podcast host, and I'm so excited to have you here today listening to our episode on my ins and outs for December / this Christmas season to help us become our best selves. This episode is going to be a solo one. It's a fun one, and I'm really excited to share some things that have been serving my life, making me feel empowered, confident, like my best self, and then things that have just not been serving my life, that need to go, that I've been trying to remove, and I'm sharing these things with you in hopes that they would help you in your life. So as always, take what you need, leave what you don't. This is a faith-based wellness podcast. We talk about mind, body, and spiritual health, so I hope you love. Before we get into the episode, though, make sure to leave a review if you love the show, like the episode, and also comment. If you're listening on Spotify, you can comment below anything that you are taking away. So I want to know what in and what out you're going to take away and apply to your life. So comment it below if you're listening on Spotify. If you're not, DM me and tell me on Instagram at HealthyBeHumanPod. Okay, let's get right into our self-check-in. So this is a time to just ground ourselves before we get into the episode and really just see how we're doing. So wherever you are, just take a nice deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with goodness and amazing just love into your body, feeling the love. And then exhale, let go of anything that's not serving you, any limiting beliefs, any mean thoughts. Just choose to release those things from your mind right now with your breath. All right, now ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how am I feeling today? Getting real with yourself, and asking that follow-up question of why do I feel like this? Maybe something happened, maybe nothing happened. Just try to pinpoint it because every single day looks different. All right, Once you have that, I want you to ask yourself, what is one energy giver I can add to my day today? Think of an energy giver like something, a habit or something you can do that you know boosts your mood. Maybe it boosts your energy levels. And then hold on to it and tell yourself, I'm holding myself accountable to doing this thing for myself today. I think my energy giver that I'm going to do today, is I want to have a good nighttime routine tonight. I really want to do some lymphatic drainage, take a nice hot shower, and just have a nice wind down. I've been working really late lately, and I really miss my nighttime routine. Okay, next question is, have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? If you listen to the show, you already know. Grab your water regardless. Let's all just take a moment to hydrate. So, so, so important, especially in this winter season as it gets dry. Cheers to some hydration. Let's chug our water. Okay. If you didn't already know this, little shameless plug, I have some fun Healthy But Human merch. I have a water bottle on there. It is so cute. It has affirmations, fun little sayings all over the water bottle. So I'll link the merch below. We also have a really cute tote bag that says, hey, you look beautiful today. We have some cute hoodies. I was wearing one of my hoodies today that I haven't launched. It says, you are enough on the back, and it's in white. I think I launched the blue version, but I wore it to Pilates today, and my friends in class were like, oh my goodness, where is that hoodie from? And I was like, oh, it's my hoodie. And they were like, oh, wait, why haven't you launched it? And I was like, okay, fine. Like, I will stop second guessing myself and launch it. So I'm going to make sure I add the white color to the website so you can shop that hoodie as well. But yeah, lots of fun merch is available if you didn't already know that. Okay, next question I have for you is, what is something that I know will make me feel like my best self? Maybe it's a habit, maybe it's some self-talk, maybe it's something like hanging out with a friend. Just think about something that makes you feel like your best self. Okay, and now I want you to ask yourself, how can I add this thing more frequently in my life? Okay, once you've thought about that, I want you to now ask yourself, what is one thing that is not serving me in my life right now? Maybe it is a person, maybe it is a mindset or restriction. Think of this like you're out. I'm going to give you some homework before the episode's over, by the way. Okay, so now that you have that thing, we did an energy giver, we did an energy taker. The homework that I want you to do before next week, we'll say, your teacher Callie is on the mic, is I want you to make a list of 5 energy givers and 5 energy takers in your life. So think of these like your energy givers are your ins, your energy takers are your outs. So think about your life right now, think about things you're doing that are making you feel like your best self, and then things that you are doing that are not making you feel like your best self, and write those down. Cool. That's your homework. And if you do it, tag me in your stories and I'll repost you. Okay. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together. My gorgeous queen, we have to get real for a second. Have you ever felt dismissed or brushed off when it comes to your health? Like your concerns weren't taken seriously or you didn't have the answers you needed? Well, let me tell you about SheMD, a podcast that's truly changing the game for women's health and is my new current podcast obsession. I just listened to their episode on all the things blood sugar and insulin, and let me tell you, I was mind blown. I literally took so many notes and I felt like I was in wellness class 101 because the way they broke it all down was so easy to understand, but also packed with actionable tips that I can actually use in my own life. Hosted by the amazing women's advocate, Mary Alice Haney, and world-renowned physician Dr. Thais Alibadi. You might know her as a doctor trusted by Rihanna, the Kardashians, and Hailey Bieber. This podcast is more than just a resource. It is a movement. Every episode is packed with real conversations about the health topics we all face, from fertility, PCOS, and mental health. They're breaking stigmas and having open, empowering discussions with celebrity guests like Sophia Richie Grange, Halsey, and Kim Kardashian, sharing their own health journeys along with expert advice. What I love most is it's not just about awareness, it's about action. SheMD gives you the knowledge and tools to confidently advocate for your own health because no one knows your body better than you do. New episodes drop every Tuesday, making it the perfect wellness ritual to keep you motivated and informed all week long. Trust me, you'll feel like you're part of a powerful, supportive community of women ready to take control of their health and their lives. So, what are you waiting for? Go check out SheMD wherever you get your podcasts today. Okay, I need to share a really cool testimony that happened to me today with you. It is so wild. So you might know, but I really like this app called Glorify. It is a daily devotional Christian app. The devotional has different parts. So there's a quote to start, a passage of scripture to read, and then the devotional that kind of covers what that passage talked about. And then there's other things you can do, like the daily walk with God, which is kind of like a meditation sort of moment to just ground yourself and meditate on scripture and just get closer to God. They have thought for the day, song of the day. They have other meditations like sleep meditations and stuff. Anyways, I was breastfeeding Belle while I was using the app and I didn't have a lot of time. I felt like really stressed because I just had so much stuff to do today. And I popped on the passage of the day and it was Ecclesiastes 4:4-6, which is a scripture that's kind of all about work and rest and all these things. It was super cool though because it was like God just fully speaking to me. I was feeling so overwhelmed with work. I felt like I couldn't slow down. But in that moment, he helped me realize that like work is a gift from him, but also rest is a gift from him. And the devotional just really helped me realize that as well. It was just literally so cool also because my pastor did a sermon this past week that was all about rest. And I'm like, okay, God is clearly trying to talk to me about this. It was not the first time this happened before. Like I've used the app before and I've just felt the Lord talk to me, even if it's for a few minutes of me spending time with him in a busy day. Like it just shifts everything in the day. Like it's so beautiful. I 10 out of 10 recommend trying out Glorify if you are craving growing closer to God, you want to hear his voice better, or maybe you are just curious about what it looked like to have a relationship with him. It is an incredible app. I'm not even kidding. And right now, Glorify is offering you a free 14-day free trial when you visit glorify-app.com/Cali right now to download the Glorify app. That's glorify-app.com/Cali to download the Glorify app for free. glorify-app.com/Cali. Let me know what you think about Glorify and if you have any cool testimonies that come from using the app as well. Hello, my gorgeous queen. It's Cali here, and I want to chat about something I definitely don't miss. PMS. You know those days leading up to your period when everything feels off? The breakouts, mood dips, and those wild cravings? I used to think painful, miserable periods were just part of life, but I learned that they actually can be a sign something in our body needs support. That's why I'm so excited to share Estro Control from Happy Mammoth with you. This nature-inspired formula is packed with science-backed herbal extracts designed to support your hormonal health health, especially when it comes to managing PMS. Estrogen control works by supporting your liver, where your hormones like estrogen are processed. So when your liver is happy and functioning well, you feel more like yourself all month long. I absolutely love that estrogen control helps support healthy hormone levels, relieve PMS symptoms, and promote overall well-being. It even contains DIM, a natural compound that caught my eye and is found in kale and broccoli, which helps support estrogen levels and flush out excess estrogen. If you're tired of dealing with painful periods and PMS struggles, Estro Control might be exactly what you need to start feeling more balanced. And here's something just for you. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CALLIE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CALLIE for 15% off today. You've got this, my queen. Let's get into my list of things. So. Ins and outs. What should we start with? Let's actually start with our outs, I think. I want to end on a positive note. So these are things that I was just reflecting on my life lately, things that have not been serving me, things I've been trying to get rid of. And I'm just going to preface this episode by saying I'm not perfect, as we know. Like, the podcast is literally called Healthy But Human because perfection is not real. I think perfectionism is my first out, actually, because perfectionism is simply fake. The only perfect person that's ever walked the face of the earth is Jesus. And while we are aspiring to walk like him, be like him, we still are human beings. We are not God. And it is important to give ourselves grace and realize that we're not always going to be perfect. And especially with perfectionism, I'm thinking of my own life, like ways that I have struggled with perfectionism before. I think comparing my Christmas decorations to other people's, that's just a very simple thing. Like feeling like I need to have my house look perfect if I have friends over. Feeling like my social media has to be aesthetically pleasing or I shouldn't post something. Those are just little things that I think, even like the merch thing, holding myself back because maybe it wasn't in my brain perfect. Perfectionism holds us back from really truly walking into our purpose. We have to release ourselves from that perfectionism and realize that we are going to mess up in life, but we learn from those mistakes, and it's really good to fail well, is what John has been telling me lately. Fail well, fail well. I'm like, okay, cool. The next out that I have is people pleasing. Oh man, I actually listened to a really good book on Audible. Still wanting Audible to do a little ad with me because I'm obsessed with them, truly. Like, it's such a game changer in this season listening to books because I have a baby, so my time is a little bit limited. And the book that I recently read, I'm finding it. It's called Stop People Pleasing by Patrick King. It's a really good book, short read. I listened to it on the plane when I was coming back from Thanksgiving. Oh my goodness, it's so eye-opening. I definitely have been a people pleaser in the past, and I decided I'm tired of that. I have an in-person Pilates studio, and so I have to learn how to set boundaries with people, with clients. Like, if someone is disrupting the class, I can't try and appease them. I have to be like, hey, that's not okay, and set boundaries and realize that people are not always going to be happy with me and like me. So I've been working on that. That book was really eye-opening and it's incredible. One thing I learned that I want to share with you from the book is shifting the way you speak. Let's say someone asks you to do something. Instead of saying, I can't do that, say, I don't or I won't. There's a lot more power in don't and won't than can't. Can't makes you sound like you're powerless. It makes you feel like, oh, I can't do it. Either then I don't or I won't is you're deciding like, no, you're saying no, I'm not going to do that thing. So that's been something very empowering that I've really taken away from the book. Also, I listened to Maddie Pruitt's podcast called Stay True on people pleasing. The episode changed my life as well. Definitely go listen to it. It's super, super good. I love that podcast. Another out is codependency / having no boundaries. This is such a good one, especially as we're traveling and seeing family, friends. I think it can be really easy to fall into that codependency of, I don't see these people that much. I have to be with them 24/7 while I'm visiting them and not do anything that is going to help me feel like myself, no routines. I'm just kind of going to mesh into what everyone else is doing. No, like I don't want to miss out on things. And you're just falling into like, what's everyone else doing? I'm just going to follow along at your expense. So I think it's important to really just have those boundaries, and especially I want to do an episode on boundary setting, how to have like how to prioritize your wellness even when you're traveling for the holidays and seeing friends and family, because it's still so important, like I say before, to have a full cup. You're able to give more love and attention to other people. If you're operating from a place of zero, you're not going to be operating as your best self. And as a result, that's when being snappy with people can happen, getting offended by people, taking things to heart personally. Like, I think that I have gotten in the most fights in my life when I have been operating from a very empty cup. Okay, the next thing out is sleepy brain scrolling, is what I'm calling it. There's probably a name for this, but you know those days when you work your butt off at work and you just feel absolutely exhausted, your brain is so fatigued, and all you want to do is go on your phone and just scroll through social media, just brain deadly. Like, let's be real, that is very real. But I have found that when I do that, I feel worse. I feel even more exhausted. My brain is even more stimulated. So I just think it's an out. We need to just stop doing that. Instead of scrolling mindlessly when we're tired, let's like go and have an actual wind down activity that is gonna better us. Maybe that's making a hot cup of tea and reading a book, or maybe it's just laying in bed with some soaking music, praying to God, or just laying there and not doing anything rather than trying to fill that slow time with social media. Okay, something else is over-exercising slash punishing your body. This needs to just absolutely leave the room. Like, I have been there, that just working out so much that it hurts your body. Last week, going to be totally transparent, I really challenged myself to film a bunch of new workouts for a Christmas challenge I'm launching, which is so much fun, and it is starting on Thursday on Sweaty Studio, 12 days of Christmas Pilates. I'll link it below, and I'm also going to have it on YouTube, so you can access it at either place. I want this to be a just gift to you guys. It's going to be really fun. The workouts are to Christmas music. It's perfect to do with your friends and family, so shameless plug, go check it out. But anyways, I was just like filming. I filmed like 4 workouts in one day. And honestly, it wouldn't have been that much because they weren't like super long workouts. But it was a lot because I was also trying to take on being a full-time mom. I think I did cardio that day too. I barely slept. Like, it was just, I overexerted myself and my body hated me the rest of the week. I was so tired. My eyes turned bloodshot red. Like, it's important in this season to just slow down and not overexert our bodies. Really listen to our bodies. If you eat 5 slices of chocolate cake, let's just hypothetically say, you don't need to go and do 5 hours of cardio or work out at the gym for 3 hours or 3 times a day of exercise. Like, you don't have to do anything to quote unquote make up for it. Like, that is just a very toxic way to have a relationship with fitness and food. I find with myself personally, like, it really helps to look at fitness and food as, food is my fuel. It's like my gas in my tank. It's nourishing my muscles. It's allowing them to recover, to replenish. It's allowing my body to function. And then fitness is that, it's a time to strengthen my body. It's a time to give my heart a little push that's going to help my cardiovascular system get stronger through cardio. It's my time to allow my muscles to get stronger. I can do more if I'm agile and nimble and strong throughout my life. So ultimately, it's a form of self-care, and it's important to make sure that we are not using those things, abusing them, and making them become toxic ways to harm our bodies because we're upset at how we are taking care of ourselves. Whew. And I'm not going to sit there and pretend I've never done that, because I have, which is why I know it can be really toxic and it can be a tough path to go down. Okay, next out is the fluff fuel. Speaking of fueling our bodies, I learned this fun little fact from another podcast I was listening to about how it is really, really important to try and prevent our insulin levels from spiking or glucose levels from spiking. So sugar will spike those levels, which it can give you that temporary like energy exertion, but or boost. But if you're eating, like, let's just say you're eating a cupcake, for example, if you eat a cupcake and nothing else, you might feel satisfied for 10 minutes, but those levels spike and then drop really hard. So it can lead to that energy crash, which can be hard, especially if you find you have those, like you get exhausted in the afternoon and you're not sure why. It could be because your levels, your glucose levels are going up and down, spiking a lot with like really intense crashes. So something that I learned is you can actually blanket the insulin levels so they don't crash and spike as much. So what you can do, like let's say you're going to have like your company has Christmas cookies or something and you want them. So something I learned is having protein before you eat the carbs can help with preventing those spikes. It's like a blanket. So what I've been trying to do is I've been eating my meals. I used to eat the bread first, but I've been trying to eat the protein and vegetables first and then the carbs next, because then it's preventing those levels from spiking, which actually allows me to feel fuller for longer. So that's been really interesting. Okay, so a couple more outs and then we'll get into the ins, is realizing like there's not, let's ditch the mindset of needing that perfect time to hang out with God or else we're just not going to do it. This is me being so guilty of this. On Sunday, I was breastfeeding Belle in the car before going into church, and I was an hour late to church because I was just like in my car breastfeeding her. Anyways, I started feeling just kind of like annoyed. I was like, I really want to encounter the Lord right now. And then the Lord is so sweet. And he was like, I'm literally in the car with you right now, Callie. And I was like, yeah, you're so right. You're omnipresent. You're everywhere. I can still get close to you, even if I'm not in the church building right now, in that quote unquote perfect atmosphere to encounter Jesus. It was so beautiful, you guys. Like, I started worshiping the Lord and just talking to him, and I had such an awesome Holy Spirit moment. Like, I started crying out of just pure, you know, joy. It was beautiful. Belle was smiling so big. She loved it. She loved the worship. And, you know, it just reminded me, like, we don't have to have that perfect place to worship the Lord and encounter him. Even if you don't have a quiet closet or whatever in your house to just go away and sit with him in silence, you can still encounter him even in the busy moments of your day. It all comes down to just inviting him in, talking to him, praying to him. It doesn't have to be 30 minutes of silence with the Lord every day. It can literally just be like, hey God, where are you right now in my life? Like, where are you in the room? And just start talking to him. Be like, hey, thank you for the beautiful weather outside. Hey, this is going on in my life. It's been really hard, God. And just inviting him into those moments. I've really been finding that's how I've been having intimacy with God, even in this busy season of motherhood. Okay, a couple more is complacency. It's an out. We got to ditch it, especially in 2025. No more getting comfortable and not pushing ourselves to level up and get even better. This is something that I struggled with for several years, is realizing like, or thinking that I was like at the top, and especially like in my career. And then I was super complacent. I wasn't pushing myself. I was playing a lot harder than I was working. You know what happened to me is I flattened out. I got stagnant. I plateaued. And I started to be like, oh my goodness, what's happening? People aren't joining my studio as fast as they were before. Well, it's because I wasn't pushing myself to evolve. I wasn't filming new workouts for challenges. I wasn't trying to expand and see like, where can I take this? Casting vision with God for it. So I encourage us, like, let's get out of our comfort zone. Let's stop getting so comfortable in things and staying there. Let's soak in moments, soak in the wind, soak in the new level, but then let's keep on learning, growing. Learning is how you keep growing. You have to have an attitude of learning and be humble enough to realize like we are never going to be the best at what we're doing. Like, we have to just keep learning and be open to that. That was something that I really struggled with and I've been working on recently. Okay, another thing too, especially in this Christmas season, is let's just ditch the out of giving just to give. Feel like we have to give to somebody, because that is just icky. Like, we don't have to give. That's something I'm realizing. I think working on our heart posture around giving gifts rather than trying to impress people with how much money we have or trying to make sure so-and-so isn't upset at us because we didn't give them a present, like really giving from our heart, doing it because we love that person and we want to give something to them because we love them so much. That is something I'm trying to work on in this season, especially with combating people pleasing, realizing like I don't have to make everybody happy and just asking them, like I love inviting God into gift giving, being like, God, like what should I get that person? And he'll like put things on my mind and I'm like, wait, that's so good. I love it. Okay, one more is ditching the do it later mindset. Oh man, no more procrastination, you guys. I think making excuses is one way we put off becoming our best self. It's important to do things that are uncomfortable, that are tiring, that we really don't want to do, like the mountain of laundry in our laundry basket. John and I made a chore chart on our fridge. We delegated chores, and it's been really awesome for preventing procrastination. If you're struggling with procrastination, make a to-do list and write down at the top of the list the things you've been resisting and start with those things when you have the most energy. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's move on to ins. These are things that are energy givers. Let's keep these in our life. Let's add these to our life. One of them is time management. Amazing time management. I think this goes hand in hand with ditching the sleepy brain scrolling. This goes hand in hand with the to-do list. To-do lists are key. I think giving yourself realistic breaks and work windows, time blocking is so good for time management. Time blocking is when you pick different activities that easily can be put next to each other. So like, let's say you want to go to the gym and you also want to hang out with friends. Well, what you could do is you could go to the gym first and then pick the coffee shop next to the gym to hang out with the friends. So you're basically blocking those things, two things next to each other because they're in the same area. So then you aren't adding excess driving time on. So that's just like an example of one way you can time block. Also, I like to time block where I do tasks that use the same part of my brain next to each other. So my brain isn't going from like creative mode to analytical mode to organizational mode. So I'm recording the podcast right now, and then I'm going to go film a workout right after. So it's like content creation block. And then this afternoon, I'm going to work on my computer on computer stuff. Okay. Those are some time management tips. Another quick time management tip is do the 30 minute on, 5 minute off. If 30 minutes is too short for you, you could do 45 minutes, 1 hour, basically set a timer for 30 minutes to 45 minutes, pick one to two tasks to complete in that window, and you do not do anything else. And then timer goes off, you get up, stand up, shake out the legs, shake out the arms for 5 minutes, just take a break and then get back to it. This is a really good hack if you're having trouble focusing. I know it can be hard to focus during the season when it's super overwhelming. And this is one habit I used to do a lot in college that helped me so much when I was crazy overwhelmed, especially during finals week. Okay, next in is establishing a morning and night routine. If you guys want me to do a whole episode on how to establish routines that stick, I'd be super happy to do this. Honestly, I need to figure that out for myself first before I share with you guys. But I think this is so key, like having those boundaries for yourself of, okay, I'm not going to touch my work immediately in the day. I need to have a morning routine. I need to fill my cup first, and then a wind down routine that'll allow you to have good sleep, which will allow you to restore and replenish for the next day. Another in for that I think we should take into 2025 is morning hydration. I think it's so important to just first thing in the morning, chug some water. Our bodies are primarily made up of water. So if we are dehydrated, think about how that'll affect all of our system. It's really good for just feeling energized, for feeling like you have a clear brain or clear mind. It's so key to drink water. So I love just chugging water first thing in the morning. I've been using my Stanley lately, which holds a lot of water, and it's been so good. Just chug, 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 and then start your day. Okay. Speaking of morning water, I've also been loving detoxing my body in the morning. So I love making hot lemon water and then drinking it on an empty stomach, allowing it to kind of sit for a sec, and then I'll eat my breakfast. That's been so good. I love that as well for detox. Okay, another thing is asking for help. Like, this needs to be more of an in. It's so pushed on us that we are individuals, we need to be independent, we need to be girl bossing, all this stuff. But honestly, society has gotten it so wrong. We used to be tribal. We used to live in tribes and we would help each other out. Humans were just wired that way. We're not meant to do our life alone. It's okay to need help. It doesn't make you a weak person. It doesn't make you a failure. I've been learning this. Like me and John, so I was kind of like taking on all the baby stuff during the day. I feel like just as a mother, I was like, I just need to be doing this. And I was also just like trying to prove to myself that I could do everything. But, you know, it's not realistic. I got so tired. And this week, John and I have been basically doing shifts. So he has a morning shift with Belle. I have the afternoon evening shift with Belle. It has been so just healthy, amazing. I feel more intentional with her when I've been just doing the afternoon or morning shift or whatever shift I have that day. She's been able to bond with her dad more. Like, it's been so, so good. But I had to just be humble enough to realize, like, I need help. I'm not a superhuman. It is so important to ask for help. Like I said, does not make you weak. It makes you strong. Okay, next thing is doing life with your friends. We cannot do life by ourselves. This honestly ties into the point before about asking for help. It is so important to just like be social. I think humans need to be around other people, especially in the cold. It can be hard to like make plans with our friends. But some of my favorite ways to make plans with friends, even during the busy seasons, I love doing work dates at coffee shops. I love going on walks with my friends. I love working out with my friends. I love having, John and I have started doing like weekly dinners with our friends. So it doesn't have to be like a whole thing, but just having your friends over, like make food together. Maybe you guys all kind of potluck it out and just bring different things, different food items. Maybe having a fire with your friends, playing games with your friends, like just doing little things that are just fun and aren't like crazy big things. Like you don't have to do extravagant hangouts every time you see your friends. Okay, next in is taking care of your body, mind, body, spirit health. It is so, so important in this season to make sure you are having some self-care. Like I said, you cannot operate from an empty cup at a good, amazing, best self level. It is important to take care of your body each day, take care of your mind each day, take care of your spirit each day. I have an episode last week on some wellness tips I have if you want to go check that out and listen. I also have a lot of series from like different seasons. Like I have a Healthy Girl Fall Habits series, Summer Healthy Healthy Habits series. Like those habits are still applicable to the winter, so you can go check that out if you need some ideas for how you can take care of yourself. And also too is just, I think another one is just stay continuously learning. I mentioned that in the out section with complacency, but I think we need to just keep a mindset of I need to keep learning. Challenge yourself in different areas of your life. Learn how to cook, learn how to code. I don't know, learn how to get really good at marketing, learn new skills. It's fun. It keeps life exciting and spicy and challenging. Also, another in is learn how to forgive. Oh my goodness. Forgiveness is so powerful. It makes you such a strong person. I have episodes on how to forgive. If you look at search in the episodes forgiveness, you'll see episodes on how to forgive. It is amazing and frees you from so much pressure. All right. And last but not least, obviously, this is a big one, is just really stay humble. Stay humble and pursue the Lord in everything. I think a one way that helps me stay humble, not saying I'm perfect with this at all, but it's just surrendering everything to the Lord, giving him credit for things, giving him credit for opening doors, for success, for all these things, rather than giving credit to yourself. Obviously, it's important that we work hard. Like it's not like we didn't do anything, but I think just being like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this friendship. Thank you for this relationship. I think these are things that will help us stay humble in our life. All right, well, these are just some ins and outs. I hope you love this episode. If you did, share with a friend who you think it would benefit and who would love some of these ideas. Also, comment below which ins and outs you're going to add and leave in your life. But I'll see you next week. Keep it amazing. I hope this helped you. Stay healthy, be human. You're awesome. You're here for a reason. And I'm so proud of you for taking care of yourself. All right, I'll see you later. Bye. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.